It's Wednesday, October 9th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 3rd, unknown gunmen attacked a school in Kaduna State, Nigeria, where they kidnapped 6 students and 2 teachers from the Engravers College, reports International Christian Concern. They are likely either the Muslim terrorists from Boko Haram or Fulani Muslim militants. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, recently issued a proclamation declaring tomorrow, October 10th, is a voluntary day of prayer, humility, and fasting, reports CBN News. Listen to Governor Lee's bold call to pray and fast.
We know that prayer accomplishes much. Prayer strengthens our families, and it strengthens our communities, strengthens our relationship with our neighbors, it strengthens our relationship with God Himself. So because of that, we have decided to proclaim an official day of prayer and fasting for our state on October 10th. On that day, Maria and I will take the day to offer prayers of healing, prayers for forgiveness, prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of hope for our state. We invite all Tennesseans to join with us in their homes, in their communities, in their places of worship, to fast and to pray for God's favor and blessing on the people of Tennessee.
1 John 5, verse 14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to take up a major abortion case that pro-life groups hope will reverse the 1973 Roe v. Wade landmark decision, which has allowed 60 million babies to be murdered, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. At issue is a 2014 Louisiana law that requires every abortionist to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of where he murders the babies. The Supreme Court struck down a similar Texas law in 2016 when Justice Anthony Kennedy, who supported Roe v. Wade, sided with the majority in a 5-3 decision. But since then, President Trump replaced Kennedy with conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch has taken the seat formerly held by conservative Antonin Scalia. In other pro-life news, a young Cleveland, Ohio couple initially ignored the 40 Days for Life prayer vigil participants who called out to offer help in front of the abortion mill there. But just 20 minutes later, the same couple came back out, accepted information on abortion alternatives, and announced that they had changed their minds and had chosen life for their baby. John, the local 40 Days for Life leader, wrote, quote, "They thanked us and left with big smiles," end quote. That is only one of the 93 babies that have been spared death since the latest 40 Days for Life campaign started on September 25th. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." For 40 days, pro-lifers are praying in front of 300 abortion mills across America that expectant mothers would choose life. Find the 40 Days for Life outreach nearest you at their website, 40daysforlife.com. It's hard to believe that a decision in a U.S. Supreme Court case argued yesterday by the Alliance Defending Freedom about a Michigan funeral home could impact you, but it will. Harris Funeral Homes and its owner, Tom Rost, hired a male funeral director in 2007. 6 years later, that same funeral director announced that he intended to start dressing and pretending to be a woman. Knowing that grieving families would be distracted and troubled by this, Harris Funeral Homes fired the director, who filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging that the funeral home had engaged in sex discrimination. Subsequently, the EEOC filed a lawsuit against Harris Funeral Homes, seeking to redefine sex in federal employment law to mean, quote, transgender status, end quote. If Harris Funeral Homes loses the Supreme Court case that was argued yesterday, it could undermine equal opportunities for women, allowing men who pretend to be women to take women's athletic awards and scholarships. It would jeopardize the dignity and privacy of women, forcing organizations to open women's shelters, locker rooms, and restrooms to men who pretend to be women. And it could require doctors to participate in and employers to pay for hormone blockers or surgery to cosmetically change someone's body to appear as the opposite sex. And finally, people who own dogs may live longer and benefit from improved cardiovascular health, reports The Independent. According to a study published in the journal Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes, dog ownership could be particularly beneficial to heart attack and stroke survivors who live alone. The study found that people who suffered a heart attack and lived alone were 33% less likely to die after being released from the hospital if they owned a dog. And the stroke victims who were dog owners were 27% less likely to die. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, October 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.